Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead.
Welcome, welcome. You have tuned into the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad you are joining us here today. Marsha, you having difficulties over there?
No, I'm okay. Fine.
All right. Well, we've got Marsha Hively. And,
good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
You look awesome.
Thank you. I had my hair done by somebody very special yesterday.
I know. And I'm telling you, we nailed the color.
I know.
It was
This is my natural color. It's just was in a bottle first.
There you go. I'm telling you. And you know what, Sunny? Sometimes I forget why I'm here, what I talk about every day. And I just want you to know that this is a go-to feel-good station. And
absolutely.
You know, it really is. It's about bringing all these great people and talking about our lives and really just touching on where we're going. You know, and I have a really interesting story, but for anybody who's just tuning in right
now. By the way, it's nice that you're feeling better.
You know, I kind of am. I think that's been my little bit of low energy. And I was like, oh, God, I really got to pick it up, you know. But when you're not, you know, you just need to take care
of
yourself.
Sometimes you just need to stop.
Yeah, I did stop.
That's
and now
great.
I'm ready to start again.
Yeah.
You know? So anyways, I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. We've got some really great guests today. We're going to be talking with Susan Cain, and her book is Quiet. And it is The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. You know, it's interesting because some of you think, oh, radio host, she must talk all the time. I'm really one of those that don't have, you know, I say what I need to say.
Well,
I'm not
everybody has an introverted side to them.
Yes.
And I would say my husband is much more introverted than me, but I like my alone time.
See, so it's interesting. And so anyways, Susan is going to be talking about, you know, how we live in an introvert world when we can't stop talking. I mean, that's
the truth.
Yeah, because how do you get anywhere or get noticed if you don't say something? Is there another way? So then our next guest is going to be Kate Sukel, and her book is Dirty Minds, How Our Brains Influence Love, Sex, and Relationships. And I think it's a great topic. She's, in fact, when I came in, Marsha's like, why did you just go right to that book? Well, I don't know. Let's see.
You know what? And the thing is it okay to have a dirty mind?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
What do you mean? You don't think so?
I think it's. I think there's a place for a dirty mind, but at the same time, I think sometimes some people get a little too obsessed with it, and then it's not healthy again.
Well, this is true. You know what they say? There's a place and a time for everything.
Absolutely.
There you go. So, anyways, I am so glad you are joining us here. We have Matt on our board, and if you want to be a part of our conversation, or you want to talk about something that we're talking about, definitely give us a call here. We'd love to put you on, and Matt loves to get your info and all that stuff from you. So, again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. You know, it's interesting. I wanted to share a little story. You know, I have four beautiful children, and I know you have three,
mm-hmm.
and I did one of their hair yesterday,
yes.
right? But it's interesting as they're growing up how sometimes we forget what we have taught them. And I remember, you know, my parents, where I tell them little things, and now my kids are starting to tell me little things. And it's funny because, you know.
You mean things that you've said in the past, you're
yes,
hearing it come back out
yes.
of them?
Yes. And you know your little stories, it's kind of like that full circle. And my daughter said, Mom, what are you doing this weekend? And I said, you know, I don't know. Dad's, you know, my husband's at one of my son's races. And she's like, you need to make plans. You always used to tell me that, you know, be excited about something. So I was like, okay. So did you get a text from me last night?
I did.
Yeah. And so it's funny. And so she goes, did anybody answer you back? And I said, it's probably too late. They're all sleeping. But then this morning, everybody.
Well, that's what I didn't see it till like 11. And yeah, I didn't want to answer you because I was afraid, you know, I'd wake you up. Because yeah. I know you use your phone for your alarm clock, too.
That's all right. But anyways, but you know what? Sometimes we need to look at our children and remember that we've given them all the tools to, you know, look at our lives. So trust the ones that we love and that love us.
Yeah.
And so I want to send a little shout out to my children because I think it's great. They were so interested in what I was, make sure I had plans and make sure that my life was going good, you know. And sometimes we need to check in with that.
You know, I was laughing as you said, you know, you see things in your kids that you've said all your life. I remember my mother saying to me, that was so true when I had children, because she would see me do something the way she did it, or you know.
It's like we're a mirror and we don't even know it. We sponge off the people that we're learning from, and then all of a sudden, you know, you've seen those things where you're looking in the mirror and you're like, Mom, how did you get here? You know, where you become your mom, or you're saying something, or you're doing something.
But I would like to look at the positive side.
No,
sometimes
absolutely.
Negatively, you hear yourself
yes,
say things.
Yes.
And that's kind of you hearing your mom's voice in you. But when my mother would look at me and something I would do, like I really strive to give my kids some creativity, and I used to do some things like, you know, I would clear off the kitchen table and just put paints and paper and when they were like 3 or 4 years old, and not give them any direction at all, just say, go do it and let them do whatever they're going to do. And I remember my mother doing that with wood. She would just go down to the like Home Depot of the time and ask them for all their scraps of wood and give
what
us.
What was the Home Depot of the time?
It was just a local place, I think. I
like
mean, I'm
Zodis?
Not that old, but.
Zodis? Do you remember Zodis?
No, I think it was. I don't remember what the name of the place was. Well, this was in Illinois. Anyway, and she would just give us stuff and nails and hammers and stuff and
see
let us
what
do,
you can,
you know,
what a great idea.
And with no direction, which, you know, a lot of kids need too much direction.
And a lot of people do. You know, it's funny, my youngest son was drawing yesterday all day, and I'm like, well, did you trace this? It was really good. But he had gotten it off the internet, and it gave him easy lessons on here's what you need to do. It was amazing. And I'm like, well, where did you get this? And I love that he's searching out for other ideas
to be creative.
And
there's a positive way to use the internet. There, you can learn anything on the internet.
It is amazing.
It is.
Yeah. So anyways, well, I am so glad that you are joining us here. I hope that my show makes you feel good every day. I want to let you know all the ways that you can get in touch with us. Definitely call our studio from 8 to 9 at 805-639-0008. If you hear my show and there's something that you want to talk about or you want to get in touch with me, you can use my other number, 805-419-0008. And that again is 805-419-0008. If you have something that you want to advertise on my show, I'd love for you to call me. If you want to be a part of my show, I'd love for you to call me. Also, you can check out my website, which all my shows are always placed in there within about a week of my show. And so you can listen back on that. And that is at kimpaganoshow.com. And also become a fan on Facebook if you are a Facebook player out there. I know it gets a little crazy, and I've been trying to like really, you know, it's funny. My older son is on a Facebook strike. He realized that it was taking too much of his time. I thought that was pretty good at 17. Don't
yeah.
you? You know, and it does take a lot of time, but it is also a way to really get out there and know what's going on. So Kim Pagano, Kim Pagano Show. And also you can tune in on my show if you're just walking in or you want to tape it on your smartphones. It's a great app. It's a free app at TuneIn Radio. So there's plenty of ways to get in touch with me. Also, I do have a column or an ad in Ventura Breeze, and that's another great great newspaper out here in Ventura. And also, there's coffee news that is at every restaurant.
Is Ventura Breeze free?
Yes, it is. It's everywhere, too. Great. I mean, if you want to know what's going on out here, also, coffee news I'm in there too, and there's just so much to find out around, which is great. So anyways, with that, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll have our first guest. So write down our phone number again, 805-639-0008. I'd love to hear from you.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad you're here. All right. Well, I guess, you know what? Sometimes we, you know, you make these appointments with people, and they aren't always there. So,
well, a lot of times they go from one radio show to another, and they get caught up in the other one, and, you know, who knows?
Yeah, it's okay.
So
it's
maybe
okay.
She'll call in still. But
And you know what? Maybe she's too quiet. we just can't hear her. I don't know, you know. But you know what it is? It is interesting, though. In our, you know, in our group of friends of who we have, who would you say, you know, I mean, do you tend to attract the more quiet people, or do you, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, but I do know that depending on where I am, because I have several really good groups of friends that aren't necessarily don't know each other or don't.
They're not connected.
Not connected to each other. Not that they wouldn't get along, but they're just from different parts of my life.
Well, we actually met a lot of them at your birthday party.
Yeah.
That was probably the first time that we all kind of came together.
Yeah, and you know, so different people fill different parts of your need of your
And that is one of the parts that what is a great topic right there is talking about girlfriends and your support that you get from different women and like different friends for different seasons, different, you know, feelings, different times of your life. And yeah. I think that it's so important to have that team around you.
You know, it's so funny because for a long time, I don't know if I've talked about this on the radio before, but my best friend, my absolute best friend in the world, her name was Kim, and she died a month before I got married.
Yeah, you have.
She had a heart attack and died, which is weird because I was 29. She was 29. I was 30, and she was going to be 29 or 30 in the next few weeks before her death. And it was a freak thing. And afterwards, you know, we found out that she couldn't have done anything about it. She would have had to have a heart transplant. She had had a virus as a child, and it affected her heart and was never diagnosed. So, but for 10 years from that, I really didn't invest in girlfriends. I didn't know it at the time. I had started a new marriage, and my husband and I were best friends, and I got everything I needed from him. And even though I had good friends from before that, then I had children, and I did develop another really good friend because we had kids at the same time, and we were in the same neighborhood, and she's one of my dearest friends now. But I didn't have that need to go out and get groups of girlfriends.
But hasn't that changed since we've gotten a little older and wiser?
Yeah, and as you get older, then your needs change again. Your life, you know, your kids start becoming more independent and they're going off on their own. And then you're in that need of that again.
You know, I would love to open up our phone lines here. And if there's any of our friends out there that want to talk about their friends and what they get from their girlfriends, because there's like an unconditional bond that, you know, it's almost like if you break down on a freeway, you know that there's a handful of friends. And I hope that you have that handful of friends that you can call no matter what time, going, oh my God, you know, where are you? I'll be there.
Well, and the interesting thing, men have that kind of friendship too, but it's really more on a one-to-one basis.
Yes.
So they're friends. Like, I'm thinking of my husband. My husband was a military brat. And for
those, are you talking about his friend Mark?
Yeah, well, he has several friends like
and,
that.
And, you know, this is a funny story, okay?
Oh, God.
I know. Are you ready for this? Yeah. And anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Caudill Show. And in fact, we do have a caller right now. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Maggie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Newbury Park on my way to school.
Okay. Oh, cool. So talk to us.
Do you go to school or do you?
I go to school.
Okay, you go to school.
I'm a full-time college student.
Cool.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
You had a really good point when you said, you know, there's different friends for different needs. You know, when you're younger, you have different stages of your, or I feel like I've had different stages of my life.
Right.
I've hung out with different groups of friends. And through the course of that, you know, you stop hanging out with them or you hang out with them more or you see them more. But that, you know, caring for them doesn't change. There's this need for them completely does change.
Exactly. And then, you know, the funny thing is sometimes as you get older, it becomes a circle and they come back in your life. My girlfriends from college, we didn't really see each other for 20 years. And then all of a sudden, we started getting a whole... So it's not just me.
No, it's universal. You need people at different times of your life, and you hope that they're all going to be there. And it's kind of... Which I thought that was a really appropriate thing, even we didn't have our caller, is, you know, being, introvert.
Is something going on with
that? Yeah. Maggie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I think you're driving, aren't you? Okay. But... you know, I think that even if there's a silence between your friends, that you still have that friendship.
It is there, you know, and it can go, you know, it's weird that a lot of my friends from high school, you know, because it's been 10 years, and when, you know, and then with social media and Facebook, you reconnect, and then you refine that, you know, you have another person to hang out with when you're, going through something that you're... friends might not understand.
Although I gotta say, you know, anybody that listens to this radio show and hears me talk, I have, I had a lot of tragedy for 5 years. I had both of my parents die, my brother die, I had cancer. But, I mean, you could say that's tragic, although I, you know, also had a lot of joy. In those times when something happened, it wasn't my acquaintances that I see now I called. It was the people that I had been in my life for 40 years.
Right.
The first person I called was one of my best friends from high school. You know, because our families were so connected and I was connected to her.
And you have that time that nobody takes. I have a friend since second grade and I don't hear from her. And I know she's going through her times and she might be listening right now because I know she listens to my show periodically. But you know what? When her father passed away and we were like, you know, it was like drawn together. So, yes, those are the times
and
that.
I think this is an odd thing to say, but it's the people, you know, you can say the least amount of words with. So, you know, like my mother died tragically and I called my friend Bonnie, who I knew since second grade and known my whole life. And I told her and all we did was sit and cry. I had no, you know, she was not.
Because you didn't have to take care of her. And
she knew my mother.
Right.
So,
Maggie.
Yes.
Is that the same feeling that you're having? And it sounds like, you know, you're obviously 10 years younger.
Absolutely. Well, my best friend, which, you know, my best friend who, you know, I've had since I was in seventh grade, you know, she is my best friend still. But we grew apart.
Right.
And so in the course of us growing apart, I became really good friends with this girl that I was working with. She has become my dearest friend. And like you guys say, I haven't known her my whole life.
Right.
But she is one of those friends that I don't need to call every day, but I could call and not say anything and she could read my mind.
Right.
She moved to Ohio. And so I don't get to see her anymore. But I still, you know, when we do pick up the phone, it's right back where we left off.
And I love friends like that. That's so cool. And that's what we're talking about. It's almost like that you don't have to say anything.
Right,
it's a quiet friend.
Well, thank you for calling, Maggie.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you guys later.
You have a really great day and drive careful. All right.
Bye.
All right. If there's anybody else out there that has friends like that, that, you know, just touch you in different ways, I'd love to hear from you. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Because there are friends for different seasons and different reasons. There's friends. Do you have any friends that you walk in and you know, oh my God, this party is just going to get started right here, right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
You know, and so what is that? That's like a magnet, you know, of somebody that just lifts the whole party up.
Well, and you know, another weird thing to talk about is how if somebody hasn't seen you for a long time and you have changed, you've grown and you've changed, some of those people can't change with you.
This is so
true. I have a girlfriend from, I was not wild in college like we think of wild. But I was very fun, and I was kind of the life of the party.
I could see that.
Well, I'm not like that necessarily anymore. But one of my friends, she can't adjust. I love her dearly. Her name's Deb. And Deb would, you know, I come, and she's like, so what are we doing? She expects me to start a party now.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, I'm not.
Grab a glass of wine, okay?
Yeah,
let's get started.
Just,
you know,
let's just
yeah.
talk. I mean, I don't mind being like that sometimes, but I'm not necessarily
so
going to be the comedian
her
in the room.
Party.
Yeah, I was the person. I was the comedian.
Yeah.
You know, I was the one that brought the lightness to her life at that time. And she still expects that out of me. And I'm not, and I am maybe part of that, but that's not all of who I am.
Right. And I think we change. We change with our life and our, and things that happen, like you just said, you know, or 4 children later, 3 children later, you know, our marriages. But what, you know, it's just interesting with my husband being gone right now for today. And that, you know, sometimes you realize that, hold on. I have to make my own party.
Right.
You know, and I want to encourage women out there, whether you're married and happily married, this is something that you always want to restart your life every single day. Because if you're not interested in who you are and in your life, trust me, your husband's not going to be interested in you either.
Although sometimes, I mean, my family has gone out of town that where I couldn't go. And it was kind of such a relief to not have to do anything, too.
There is a lot.
Like
absolutely.
Also.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, like last night, I just came home and just, you know, it was like, nobody to tell. Did you do your homework? Did you not do your, you know, Honey, did you get that? You know, did you go to the bank today? Did you? But it's just all about being who you are, who right. you were meant to be
and what
on
you
your
need.
Journey. Yeah.
Yeah. Fill your needs.
Well, you know what? We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to hear some of your friendships out there. And, you know, let us all feel good about what we're doing, what we're living our lives with that, and how our lives change every single day. And that we, you know, we want to value our journey here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All right. You know, we were deciding maybe it's music that makes
we're,
the party.
We're both over yeah, here we're... dancing in our seats. It's pretty
I know,
funny.
It is. And it's only, you know, it's early and we're all good. So yeah. Anyways, I am so excited you are here with us. I want to hear from you out there. I want to, you know, I want to hear what kind of friends you are, what kind of friends that you want in your life. And, you know, we were just talking. It is interesting, you know, who you attract for different things.
Yeah, I was just thinking of Gabby Gifford, who's the senator who had to
yes.
retire because of her injuries from the gunshot. A subplot to that, or whatever you want to call it, I'm so impressed by her because she's such a positive person and has worked so hard.
She is. I mean,
but her best friend is another senator from another state in Florida who has supported her through this whole thing. And I love to see that. To see, you know, first of all, woman power. There aren't that many senators and congresswomen.
Woman power. And, you just named it. I mean, that is what this show is all about, is woman power.
And I'm sure being in the Senate with mainly men can be intimidating. And to find that best friend, that good friend that will support you through that process.
And they
could
be mentors through life.
And it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mean, that is an interesting topic right there. You know, she's happily married. Her husband stuck by her. I mean, you know, life, when life kicks you in the face or in the side, what do you do with it?
Well, and the other thing that it reminds me of, and to get off the friendship thing a little bit, is how many veterans in our country are going through the same thing that she's going through, have been shot in war, and don't get the support.
Yes.
You know, that our country deserves to give them for
absolutely
all of that they do every day.
And they come back and their life is, not only have they been removed from our life and lived where they have nobody around, no women around, they're getting the bare minimums.
Right.
And then they come back and they have, maybe they're impaired, their bodies are impaired, and people treat them different. And we should treat them with total respect.
They have financial issues because of being gone or whatever. I just think that, you know, if we cannot, what kind of country are we if we cannot support the people that go out and fight for us?
I agree. I totally agree. That is a whole nother topic.
Right.
And you know what? But it all kind of falls into the same category of, what kind of friend are you? Are you a friend that you know, when something happens to one of your friends, do you leave them?
That's right.
Or do you stay with them? You know, I have one of my neighbors right now that just went in and she had breast cancer. And my thoughts and prayers, you know, and I went over and she's got a huge, huge, I mean, people would be blessed to have this support group that she has around her. But she didn't just happen overnight.
Right.
She's been doing this for a lifetime. And that's what I'm talking about, is if you haven't been a true friend or you haven't been there for others, it's not too late. Start to form that person that you want to be around, that you want that same, you want to mirror those people.
And not all your friends are going to be that kind of friend. I mean, you have a lot, I have a lot of acquaintances that I, you know, love and love to talk to on a, you know, but they're not, everybody's going to be your best friend. So
no, you don't need everybody to be your best friend. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is that you want, if you're the best person that you can be possible, you're going to find these great people that are going to come to your life too.
That's right.
And so that's what this show's all about. It's about feeling good about who you are. So anyways, I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. And I would love to hear again what's going on in your life. If you have something that, you know, a friend that sparked you, a good deed that somebody did. You know, it's funny, we are rolling into Valentine's month. I call it the month because it's my whole favorite. I love anything to do with hearts. And, you know, and it's just a perfect time to really give thanks to all your friends out there. And you know, and find that time. Find that, you know, moment to, you know, go have a coffee or go have a breakfast or go have a lunch. But start planning your life. Don't let it, you know, take you.
You know, being in the flower business, I used to own a store. And, you know, one of the things you do is funerals. And it's interesting how many people come in and say and want to compensate by sending flowers after somebody dies, which is a beautiful thing to do.
But why not do it all there?
They had done it before. And said, God, why didn't I send him flowers? Why didn't I send the person that died flowers? You know, and it doesn't have to be a big bouquet. And please don't do it around Valentine's Day, because there's enough of that. But on another time, when you have nothing, you know, take them a little bouquet of flowers. There's nothing like something like
fresh. And you
want
to know, it's funny. Okay,
cut it out of your yard. I'm not saying you have to spend any money.
But also, I just met with Tori Anderson. He is one of our sponsors on our show for send out cards. Another great thing.
Yeah.
Send a card to say, hey, thinking about you.
There is nothing like getting a card in the mail.
Honestly. Yeah. Or, you know, and it's funny, a lot of people don't do thank you cards as much anymore. They just go, oh, thank you, that was really great. But what, you know, thank you for being in my life. Thank you for what you made me. Thank you for taking the time to celebrate my birthday. Thank you. That really means something.
Go out for coffee.
Yeah.
Just don't, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive or spend a lot of time. Just make the time to do one little thing.
And you know what, it's so cute. I actually learned this from there was a man that I was talking to years ago, JR, and he was so cute. He said, I walked into, I don't know, like a pharmacy or whatever, and he goes, I was picking up something and I saw a nail polish that I thought would be a really nice color that my wife would like. He goes, I brought home a nail polish and just put a little bow on it and said, thought you might like this.
How simple of a cute idea.
So there's just so many little things that you can do. So anyways, I'm really excited. We actually have our next guest on, and we have Kate Sukel, and her book is Dirty Minds. If we're talking about things, let's see how our brains influence love, sex, and relationships. And it's kind of
For those who have small children, I don't know if we're going to say anything, but maybe it'd be a good idea to turn it down or turn it off for a while and then go back and listen to it on tape.
Yeah, there you go. Is that where we're going, Kate?
Well, we could go there.
Ah.
I would say if you think that orgasm is a bad word.
There you go.
Well, okay. I don't know that I want to explain that to my four-year-old, but okay.
Yeah, or let's see, in chapter 9, Mommy and Daddy Brain.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I welcome you to our show, Kim Pagano.
And thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. And so Praise for Dirty Minds is on the back of your book. How did you come about writing this? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, how I came about writing this is that I was getting divorced. And so I think like a lot of people, when you're going through that kind of life change, you're looking for answers. And I didn't find one in the bottom of a bottle or self-help shelf. So I thought, you know, maybe there's something in the science. My background is in neuroscience. And, you know, it's becoming increasingly clear that the brain is behavior. And I thought maybe there's something in there for me, something that can, you know, sort of help me understand why my marriage has ended and where I should go next.
What I find is so interesting, Kate, is so you wrote a book that you wanted to read, okay, and I'm making a radio show, What I Want to Hear. And, you know, and sometimes you, that's what you search for. So when you're turning on, you know, when I'm turning on my radio show, all it is political, it's all problems, it's all, I want to feel good. And I want to have people, you know, bring me things that make me feel good. You wrote a book about that.
Yes, I did. And, you know, I think this is the book I wanted to read because, of course, as soon as you have marital problems, every friend is like, you got to read this book.
Right.
You know, this book is going to answer everything. And, you know, I read a lot of them. And every time I picked up some of these self-help books, I was like, okay, I have no idea what they just told me, except that I'm doing everything wrong.
You right.
know, I must be unlovable because I can't follow these five rules or, you know, they would make little comments like, oh, you're doing this because you have too much testosterone. And I was like, well, what is too much testosterone? Somebody needs to explain this to me, you know, before I, you know, spout some big man mustache and alone for the rest of my life.
That is so true. I love it. There you
go. So what is the difference? I mean, how do you bridge the science? I don't know where we're going with this, I guess. Is what does a dirty mind have to do with science is what I guess I'm asking.
Well, although most people will tell you that the title of the book is Dirty Minds because I'm a pervy girl.
We like you.
The truth of the matter is that it just has to do with the complexity of studying these kinds of things. Neuroscience is finally at the point where we have the technology and we have sort of the methods and smarts to look at these questions. But that doesn't mean that they're easy to answer. And, of course, we've been talking about the right way to do love and the right way to do relationships. I mean, this isn't a new phenomenon. You know, I'm sure Aristotle was getting, you know, asked for love advice. And, you know, I think that's why it's called dirty minds. These are complex behaviors. It muddies the water. Muddies the water in a way that the water really is. But it's a little bit dirty.
So, okay, let's start at the top here. Okay, so sure. What in your brain makes you love someone?
Well, basically, what they've found is that there are different systems in the brain. So different areas of the brain light up when you love somebody. So, of course, anybody who's ever been in love, and actually I think it's actually more apparent when your best friend is in love and acting like a total crackhead about it, you know, you notice it's a very physical feeling. You know, this is more than just, you know, butterflies in the stomach and sweaty palms. You're distracted. Somebody mentions your, you know, intended's name and all of a sudden, you know, your ears like pop up and you need to talk about them all the time. You want to see them all the time. You'll be late for work. You'll, you know, even maybe fight with your friends or your family. This is something that can take over your entire life.
And here's another thing is why do good girls like bad boys?
Oh,
I mean, that's a big thing, you know.
Well, and, you know, it feels very true. But, of course, we might have to sort of change the statement to good girls like bad boys during the fertile part of their cycle.
So there's a biology to it.
There is a biology to it. There is something about our brains that we pick up a lot of little signals from other people. They're giving off something and we're picking it up. And when we're in the fertile part of our cycle, we really like guys that have lots of testosterone.
Huh.
And these are basically, there are little things about them that betray that they have all this testosterone. They're generally, you know, more of the bad boy type. They're heroic. They're the kind who you know, look death in the face, ride motorcycles, are very confident. But they also have what's called a masculinized face, which means they have sort of a strong jaw, strong brow line, wider nose. I always think of Javier Bardem.
Uh-huh.
Because when you look at him, you know, just in a still photo, you might think, ah, he's not so good looking, and yet he's so sexy.
Yeah.
You see him walk and move and talk, and you're like, oh my gosh. I wouldn't throw him out of bed for eating crackers.
I like that. That's cute. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're talking to Kate Soukell, and her book is Dirty Minds, How Our Brains Influence Love, Sex, and Relationships. And if you're a man out there, you might want to listen because...
Well, this is more like the science of your brain and how relationships...
Yeah,
affected,
right. But also, you know, it's really the ends of what we think about and why we think about it. And, you know, so who is at most risk for love addiction?
Well, it's a hard question to answer because the truth is we're not even sure who's at most risk for drug addiction. Because, you know, a lot of people can pick up a drug, have a toke and be just fine. And other people, they have that one toke and it, you know, completely transforms their life.
Yeah.
But really, there are a lot of scientists who argue that these love systems in the brain that have been there for a long time, because love is a drive, like sex or, you know, hunger, thirst, etc. Because love is a drive, it's actually drugs are hijacking these natural systems.
Well, don't you think that people that are addictive in general, it's that energy that they're addicted to and how whatever... substance, whether it's sex or drugs, or whatever.
Feel good. You want that feel good.
That's what they're addicted to.
Exactly.
Yes.
And some people are addicted to exercise for that same reason.
Right. It makes you feel good.
Right. And what happens, it's interesting because currently, if you look in a diagnostic and statistical manual of mental disorders, there are no non-substance addictions. It's all drugs. But of course, you know, you see a lot of addicts who end up, you know, they may give up the booze or give up the pills, but then all of a sudden they're totally into yoga. And if they're not practicing yoga
or religion, whatever.
But here's what I want to talk about is, so you're married. You have a fairly good marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's marriage is perfect, right? Yeah. I mean, lives happen, things happen, children, jobs. There's this, I mean, every single day there's some kind of something going on. But how do you... make sure that you stay happy. And you're saying that all these things are different deterrents. And we all want to be happy. At one point when we said, I do, right? We said we obviously felt comfortable and thought that was the right person. But so many of us are looking for our partners to make us happy. And when we need to keep trying to spark our own spark.
Well, and I think what's also really interesting is that the brain science and sort of the animal models support the idea of not focusing on making yourself happy, but focusing on making your partner happy.
Hmm. Oh, so you're saying forget about ourselves, just keep...
Well, in what way? Are you talking about sexually or in what way?
In both ways. University of Wisconsin, they were studying cotton-top tamarin monkeys. Now, these are monogamous monkeys. They form bonds for life. And, of course, like any relationship you'd see in the human world, you see different levels of affiliation. You see some couples that are really lovey-dovey. They can't keep their hands off each other. You know, they make the other monkey sick with their level. And then you see other, you know, couples that, unless you knew that they were partners, you wouldn't actually think that they were married or involved. And I think a bunch of us have friends like that as well. And what this researcher found is when he looked at these highly affiliated, you know, very cuddly, very attached couples, they shared a corresponding level of the cuddle chemical called oxytocin. And what was driving that high level of oxytocin was that these animals were giving each other what they needed. Female tamarins were giving the males more sex, and the males were giving the females more cuddling and more affection.
Okay, so hold on. So can we take oxytocin?
Well, I would not take oxytocin.
Okay.
So this is the other, you know, you hear about oxytocin all the time, and in fact, you can order it off the internet. But this is something, this is a very old part of our brain, and oxytocin doesn't work in a vacuum. It works along with a bunch of other chemicals. And why I wouldn't use it is because we don't know all the ways it interacts with other parts of our brain. And although, you know, the idea of a quick fix or feeling confident or, you know, making somebody love me for that afternoon might be great, it probably wouldn't be so great at the expense of my kidney function.
Although I got to say, you know, studying a monkey and associating it with people is a little dangerous in the fact that you can't ask a monkey if they're happy. You just know that they're satisfied. You don't know that they're actually, you know.
Yeah.
There's
you
a difference
know their,
between
their
happy.
Minds.
Yeah, and
you
satisfied.
Know when you're happy. I mean, that's the thing. I don't know that all of us really know what happiness is for us as well until it's, you know, after the fact. Hindsight.
Well, I know, but how many times have you had any friends that were lovey-dovey, cuddly, whatever, and then the next moment they're getting divorced?
This is very true.
You're like,
you're
what the hell happened?
Yeah, I thought you guys were happy.
Yeah. Well, you look like you're happy.
Right, but I think that the question is, you know, in that case, is how they are when they're on their own.
Right.
Not just putting on the show for other people. It's, and in fact, you know, with these animals, they were giving their partner what they needed. So, you know, maybe. So
I think there is truth in that, but I also think you have to be.
Take care of yourself,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. I mean, we are people, and we're more, a little bit more complex than monkeys, I would hope.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And Kate, so what have you found from all of your, you know, knowledge and your investigations?
Well, I think that, I had sort of hoped that I'd find those, you know, 5 easy rules to find love and keep it. I didn't find that.
Okay.
But what I found was sort of a better understanding of my own biology. So not only do I now realize I don't have to feel like, oh, I'm doing this wrong, what's wrong with me, there must be something wrong with me, which frankly for me has been invaluable. But also I think that what's really interesting is that I want to listen to my gut more. You know, because our brains sort of can pick up all of these interesting things about another person without us even being aware of it, I'm listening to my gut instead of thinking too much about, oh, gosh, does he have a good job? Is he good looking? Is he, you know, this or that? I'm letting go of the list, and I'm listening to what that little voice inside my head is.
And do you have anybody special in your life yet?
No, I've been dating around.
Okay.
Things have been busy, but I'm definitely dating, and it's interesting to see what appeals to me now versus, you know, what might have appealed to me back in my 20s when I got married.
Right.
Well, I think that's true. I got married at 30, and the person that I would have been attracted to at 22 and was attracted to, for that matter, was not the person I married.
Right.
It was the person I married at 30 was somebody totally different than what I would have wanted at 20.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Me too.
And some people can get married at 20
and grow together.
That person becomes the person that, you know, you then grow the same direction.
I think that's the luck of the draw, though. I really do. I don't think that, or you have enough in common.
I think it's work.
Yeah, it is definitely work. So,
and relationships are work. And, you know, there's nothing in the science that says that that's not the case.
Well, and in some ways, you are saying that you're working to help make your partner happy, and in turn, hopefully, they're working to help you make you happy, that's a balanced relationship.
Know, it's an interesting topic because my daughter was just telling me her and her boyfriend are reading this book, and I think it's 5 languages.
Love languages?
Yes, 5 languages of love. Have you read that?
I have not read it. I've heard a lot
about
it.
I'm going to try and get them on my show. But, you know, it's interesting. So you like to, I'm just going to use you as an example, is you like to be, you know, thanked for when you clean your home or you, you know, wash your car or you do something nice,
verbally,
right?
Thanked.
Yes, verbally. And I like notes. And so I'm writing you notes and you're not really appreciating because that's not really the language that you need for your body. And so once you learn the language that you need, you know, then that's how you're going to, that's what's going
to
work.
Communicate it to the person that needs to give it to you.
Yes. And so many of our relationships are doing the wrong thing. You're saying, well, what I've been told, as long as I keep my house clean and I make sure that there's a dinner on the table and that, you know, my kids are dressed and fed and everything's perfect at our house, my life's going to be happy. And that's really not always the case because somebody else is saying, if you give me all my sex, that's what's going to make me happy.
We're right back to what Kate just said, that in that study, you were interested in what filling the other person's needs or the other monkey's needs in that case.
Right. And I think also what's important is you need to know what you really need.
Right.
Right.
We're told a lot of things of what we're supposed to need. We're supposed to have a partner that does this and does that and what have you. You know, some of my friends that are very highly affiliated, he is totally that football guy. So when football season comes around, he just kind of disappears every Sunday and Monday. Well, they've worked out this arrangement where he actually pays her to pays her, so gives her extra money for shopping or for things that she wants to do while she's a football widow, and it totally works for them.
Hey, and that's,
you know what?
I mean, that's
and,
really...
And for me, and I can say it the opposite way, I grew up in a family that my father was just obsessed with sports, and so... In my early 20s, I wanted nothing to do with sports. I mean, I would run away from the television or go to any game or whatever because I just got too much of it growing up. Then my husband went to USC, and when we dated, he really wasn't that interested. But as it went on, he was more interested in sports. And then I finally realized I can either jump in and become interested in this.
Well, this is like my
time with
NASCAR
it,
racing. My
or
husband,
I would be alone a lot.
And that's exactly what I did. But in turn, did he give you back what you needed? And that's what
I think. Well, in turn, I think I like football more than he does.
Isn't that funny?
So,
well, and I think, you know, what's great about this particular, you know, my friend's situation is she figured out, no, she wasn't interested in this football thing. And that's fine because she could have tried really hard and then been disappointed when she couldn't work up the interest or been disappointed that he wasn't willing to, you know, dial down his interest. But instead, they worked out this arrangement, which I'm sure sounds very weird to
us. No, actually,
no,
it doesn't.
No.
And I think, you know...
She feels like she's being valued. She's being paid to have time with her kids, you know, instead of assuming that...
You know, but here's the key. What I'm looking at is, hopefully, she's having enough quality time with her husband when he isn't gone.
Right.
Because if he's just paying her to kind of stay with him, that's what...
Well, and that's only 16 weeks. You know,
yeah,
football is 16 weeks long,
yeah.
And then it's over. And then and the rest of the
Matt,
year,
we have
done.
Matt in here who's going,
laughing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what's your thought on this? I know you're really into golfing, right?
Yes.
Okay,
I am.
And so does your girlfriend, does she golf?
I've tried including her in some golfing, but it just doesn't really interest her. But the one thing that connected us is I actually met her here at Gold Coast Broadcasting. She was the morning host, and I just started at the radio station. You know, we all hang out, but I didn't look at it as if, oh, I think this girl's hot or she this. We just hung out a lot, and I enjoyed
and
her
then,
company. And it was just one morning I woke up, it was just like,
you
wow.
Yeah, you developed
it. Just hit
it.
Me.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wait, cute.
What is it called? Let's see. What is it called?
When that
oxytocin.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So I think whatever it is, whatever relationship you have, and even with you, Kate, looking, you know, for a new relationship, nothing's perfect. And as we get older, we're going to already have things that we're already like love and our lives are more kind of set in. And so you have to find what works for your couple, your family.
Well, I think also it's a matter of starting to listen more internally instead of externally. I mean, we're told every day about the way our relationships and our lives should be. And I think you really need to know yourself and what you need to make it work. And I think that that was it was great to see that the science sort of backed that up, that, you know, this whole list, that the things that we all think we want, well, guess what? That may not be actually what we're really attracted to.
Well, and in my 20s, I was always attracted to the guy I could fix, like that had something going wrong with him that I felt like I could give him something and make him a better person. Then I stopped doing that. And actually for a year, this is not a bad idea, by the way. For a year, I decided I was only going to date people that I wasn't interested in really becoming involved with. Oh. And I dated for an entire year, and I'd only date them one or two times, go out to dinner, have a good time. You'd be amazed at how attracted men are to you when they know you don't want to marry them. Anyway.
What a great
point.
That's,
after an entire year of that and having a good time, the end of the year, I ended it. I met my husband the next weekend. Because
I
was attractive.
Right, that's what I'm doing. I'm you know, only dating people a date or two. And, you know, they do. It seems like they're all much more interested in a relationship than I am.
But it isn't that. It's you're interested in somebody that has something else interesting going on with themselves.
Yeah. Right. And that's really the key. You know, Kate, this was great. And we're already at the end of our show again. So I want to let everybody know your book is Dirty Minds, How Our Brains Influence Love, Sex, and Relationships. It's not exactly what you think. And so it's a definite read. Where do they find it? Everywhere?
They can find it Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold.
Okay.
And, of course, they can also find out more information on Facebook on This Is Your Brain on Love.
Okay, become a fan on mine at Kim Pagano Show. We got to go. Of course, I want to thank Marcia and Matt and all my listeners and all my callers. And, again, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is Lead or Learn to Follow a Leader. If you're not a leader, then at least follow one so that you can become what you want. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.